Hi, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of June 22nd through 26th, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. I am super excited to tell you about this week's Earbuds newsletter and podcast sponsor. They are called Indie Drop-In. It's a podcast network that promotes indie podcasters. More on Indie Drop-In and how to get your show promoted later in this show. In this episode, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. We'll also share some podcast industry news, Patreon shoutouts, information about our sponsors, and then we'll wrap it all up. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Daniel Ocho and is called Tales from the Dark Web. Here's why Daniel chose this theme. He says, "The internet has a dark side hidden just below the surface. These podcasts will guide listeners through stories from the internet's dark side, where crime, drugs, and murder are the currency of choice." Here are the episodes chosen by Daniel for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. The first episode comes to us from The Missing Crypto Queen and is called Dr. Ruja. It's 23 minutes long. Dr. Ruja promised financial revolution. And then, 2 years ago, she disappeared. Why? The Missing Crypto Queen is an 8-part series from BBC Sounds. The next episode comes to us from Reply All and is called The Snapchat Thief. It's 69 minutes long. This week, a super tech support. After Lizzie's Snapchat gets hacked, things start getting really creepy. Alex investigates. The next episode comes to us from Case File and is called The Silk Road, Part 1 and 2. The first episode is 84 minutes long, and the second is 80 minutes long. The Silk Road was an ancient network of trade routes that started in China in the 2nd century BC. Via a combination of roads and sea routes, goods like silk, paper, and spices were transported from the producers in Asia to the markets in Europe. Eventually, it wasn't just goods that were traded. There were also ideas, customs, religions, and even diseases. The next episode comes to us from Lizard People and is called Bitcoin Was Created by a Rogue AI with Sam Balter. It's 61 minutes long. Bitcoin is one of the great mysteries of the internet age. Who exactly created it? Where is it going? How did it blow up so fast? What the fudge is a blockchain and why don't I have one? The delightful Sam Balter of the equally delightful podcast Weird Work joins to talk about cryptocurrency and the possibility that the OG cryptic coin was created by, get this, artificial intelligence. The next episode comes to us from Breach and is called Caution, Falling Rocks. It's 47 minutes long. The Yahoo data breach left 3 billion users' private information vulnerable for 3 years before the public learned about it. How did it happen? And what can we learn from the greatest known data breach in history? Those are the episodes chosen by Daniel Ocho for this week's theme, Tales from the Dark Web. Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag DarkWebPods. Now for some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. As always, thank you to Sky Pillsbury, who writes the Inside Podcasting newsletter, for allowing us to share it with our earbuddies on this podcast. We'll share the top stories from this week's issue of the newsletter. First story. Sky interviews James Kim on her podcast, the Inside Podcasting Podcast. James is the creator of the fiction podcast Moonface, a show Time Magazine named one of the best 10 of 2019. In Moonface, a young Korean-American man named Paul wants to tell his mom that he's gay, but they don't speak the same language. Paul's story is loosely based on James Kim's real-life experiences. Next story. Layoffs. Public radio suffered a heartbreaking number of layoffs this week. Here are the details. Minnesota Public Radio / American Public Media has laid off 28 employees. APM has also stopped production of Live From Here and The Hilarious World of Depression. Chicago Public Media has let go of 12 employees and has ceased production on Sound Opinions. Next story. She Podcast's founder, Jessica Kupferman, and Elsie Escobar have decided to postpone their organization's second annual conference until October 2021. It was originally scheduled to take place in Arizona later this year. Next, some new shows. Slow Burn's fourth season, which takes on the story of white supremacist David Duke, arrived this month. This show examines, quote, how a Nazi sympathizer and former Klansman fashioned himself into a mainstream figure, and why some voters came to embrace his message, end quote. LAist has revealed a new slate of shows, including Servant of Pod, a show from Hot Pod founder Nick Kwa. Quote, Servant of Pod will give you a sense of what's happening in the growing world of podcasts, and more importantly, why you should care, says Kwa in the show's trailer. In her newsletter, Sky also writes of a number of podcast-related opportunities. Here are a few of them. The Black Podcasting Awards is accepting nominations through the end of July. Podcasts in a wide variety of genres, news, business, parenting, LGBTQ, culture, comedy, sports, music, finance, black girl magic, etc., will be honored during a virtual ceremony on September 27th. Vice Audio is looking for a senior producer in Brooklyn, and Calm is on the hunt for a producer in Los Angeles or San Francisco. There is so much more to check out in this week's Inside Podcasting newsletter. To get that, head on over to inside.com/podcasting to read on. Thank you so much to Sky Pillsbury for writing this newsletter, and we will be back next week with more podcast industry news. Next, it's time for us to tell you about our sponsor. We're always super grateful for our sponsors, but I'm very pumped for this week's sponsor because I know many of my listeners to this podcast and many of the subscribers to our newsletter are indie podcasters who are looking for ways to promote their shows. And Indie Drop-In is here to help you do that. Indie Drop-In is a podcast network that promotes indie podcasters. Indie Drop-In is not a network you have to join. Indie Drop-In is 100% feature episodes from other creators. Listeners of Indie Drop-In get to hear an entire episode from your podcast, and if they enjoy it, they can follow you. Your featured episodes include your cover art, show notes, chapters, calls to action, everything. Indie Drop-In wants the listener to experience your podcast how you designed it. Their goal is to drive listeners to your show. Getting your show on Indie Drop-In is 100% free. They never charge a creator for anything. So to learn more and sign up and see if Indie Drop-In is looking for a podcast from your genre, go to indiedropin.com/earbuds. Again, that's indiedropin.com/earbuds in order to get your show on their feed at the Indie Drop-In podcast. We are super grateful to our Patreon supporters. That's Alyssa, Cole, Dan, Jared, Michael, and the Retro Network. You can also become a supporter of what we do. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective, and you can support us at just $2 a month. We give away some pretty cool things, so go ahead and check out what we give out over there on patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned up above at the top of the show. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. Make sure you sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonski, and our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. If you haven't yet, head on over to check out the Earbuds blog. We have two new posts up, both podcast recommendation lists. One is called Best Podcasts to Check Out During Pride Month. That one was written by Shane McClelland and features podcasts by and for queer folks in celebration of the month of June, which is Pride Month. We also have a blog post up that's called Best Podcasts for Recent College Grads. To read these lists and to check out the podcasts that are recommended in those lists, go to earbudspodcastcollective.org and then on the navigation bar, click on Connect and then EBPC Blog. Hey, Earbuds, thank you so much for tuning into the show week after week. We really appreciate it. If you like the show and you like what we do, one way you can show us that you care is by going to the show on Apple Podcasts and leaving a rating and a review. It helps other people find our show based on some algorithms, so that would really help us out. If you have the time, go ahead over and do that. We will catch you next week, and until then, hope you enjoy these episodes, and stay safe and wash your hands.